Doombound by David Annandale. Performed by John Banks, Ken Bradshaw, Tim Bruce, Jonathan Keeble, and Luis Soto. His brother was calling. Liberator Erak Grimwatch heard the voice of Daras Sunblade, but it was too distant to matter, too uncertain in its reality.
Brother, answer me!
Daras!
I can't see him. He was at my side a moment ago. Where am I? I was in Shadespire, wasn't I?
Grimwatch had grown used to not being able to trust directions. A road he had taken could have vanished when he tried to find it again a few minutes later. Landmarks were treacherous, appearing solid one moment, dissolving mirages the next.
Where was I in Shadespire? I don't know. Maybe that was long ago. There is sun here, hard sun, a wall! I can see the wall now. A different city, not Shadespire. Damn this fog in my head! Think you have a duty here, yes. Yes, defend this wall. Defend the city. I am a sentinel.
He was not alone. There was a great army with him, lining the ramparts. He could not see the troops clearly. They were vague, lacking form, as if his vision were blurred. He could hear them and sense their valor, but could not make out their words. They were not his primary concern. He barely glanced at the troops. He stared out over an ill-defined terrain to the horizon. There was a stain there. A stain that moved. It troubled him and angered him, though he was not sure why.
I should know what that is. I should know where I am. This is real. There. The stone under my boots. I can feel and hear it. All real. I belong here. But why?
The city in the sun pulled at him with the merciless strength of a riptide. Yet it was incomplete.
What? What do you want?
Erak? Who is there?
The rampart vanished. Sunlight. City and army shattered into sharp fragments that broke apart again and again until there was so much powdered glass.
Then
they were nothing. He was in Shadespire again, on a narrow cobbled street that wound between twisting ruins of mirrors and stone. The light failed, turning back into the deep, mist-shrouded grey that passed for day in the city. What the ruins had once been, Grimwatch could not guess. They were not even shells. They were leaning fragments of curved walls, staircases that spiraled hundreds of feet up into the air, unmoored from any structure. On his right, high above a mass of jagged shards the size of temple spires, was a row of vaulted windows. They floated in midair, part of nothing and looking on to nothing.
Did you see it? Did you see the wall?
I saw nothing, except what was happening to you.
What do you mean?
I do not know how to describe it. You were fading.
I was having a vision. It consumed me.
That isn't what I meant. You seemed physically distant, as though something was drawing you away. I was standing right beside you, Erak. But until I clasped your shoulder, I wondered if my hand might pass through you.
Maybe I was truly elsewhere.
What did you see?
The battlements of another city during another war.
Did you recognize it?
I don't know. Unlike yours, my past has closed itself to me.
Mine will too, in time. It is the price we pay for resurrection.
One of the prices.
Grimwatch spoke without regret or emotion. With each death in battle, with every reforging, he had lost more and more of his older self, and with it, his humanity. His existence was now defined only by the violence of battles. The time between each struggle was only the preparation for the next one.
We should return. Ignore the lies of this cursed city. Our patrol is complete. And Liberator Prime Steelheart awaits our report.
Agreed. But this was more than a hallucination. Those portions of it that were clear were too detailed. I could feel the heat of the sun. We should not ignore what has happened.
He looked down the twist of the street and peered at the billowing mists of Shadespire, as if they might peel back, revealing another, more urgent reality beneath them.
Not that wall! Ever again!
Gerox's hatred needed blood and he lashed out. The blow was a good one. His spiked gauntlet punched through the gap in Rourke's visor and put out both the other Blood Warrior's eyes before he could react. Gerox swung his axe and finished the job, decapitating Rourke. Blood fountained over Gerox, and the corpse thudded to the ground, to the amusement of the rest of the band. Vaku clapped Gerox on the shoulder.
A nice quick offering for the Skull God, Gerox. Rourke must have been surprised. I thought he was preparing to put you out of your misery. Trances leave you vulnerable. Never again.
Gerox turned from the body, facing Vakul and the three other Blood Warriors.
They did not share my vision. They did not see the wall or that sun. That cursed sun.
Mock again, and I'll take all your skulls!
Vakul hefted his axe.
You are welcome to try. Are you as skilled when the attack is not a surprise, I wonder?
Gerox was about to lunge, but then he looked past Vakul and froze. Vakul saw the sudden shift in his attention and spun around.
What do you see? I'm not sure.
They were standing in the shadow of a network of crisscrossing bridges that linked the shells of high towers. Few of the spans were intact. Some were broken in the middle, while others ended at walls that were no longer there. Even in the deepening twilight, the bridges cast an interlocked pattern of shadows that seemed to create an angular tunnel of darkness. At the center of the tunnel, Gerox saw a portion of his vision. A vortex of fragments, hinting at fortifications, and a blazing, hated sun spun and retreated down the dark. It taunted and called.
Do you attack me, Shadespire, with that vision? Am I so great a threat to you? Yes, I am. I will prove it.
I see the mark of a retreating enemy.
There is nothing there.
Then remain here while I make all of the foe's blood mine. And mine the greatest offering.
The way back was gone.
Erak, we could not have come this way.
Yet we did. But we cannot go back.
The Liberators had retraced their steps through many intersections as the sudden night of Shadespire fell. But now, where they should have been on a wide boulevard, a monstrous wall of glass blocked their way. It stretched as far as Grimwatch could see in either direction, cutting them off completely from the path to the encampment.
I see no way around.
We must find one. We must reach the other side.
If there is still another side.
Doubts do not become you.
Grimwatch did not answer. Sunblade was right, but the doubts lingered. The shifting reality of Shadespire felt less insubstantial. They headed back to the previous intersection, but where it should have been, there was now a canyon. Fragments of shade glass dropped into the deep gulf, glittering dark rain. The cliffs were sheer, the bottom invisible. The gorge cut diagonally through the ruins. There was only one road left that was not cut by the gorge now. One that had not been present before. It was narrow, squeezing between towers shattered into the shape of jagged bone.
Our path is chosen for us.
I do not like being led by the nose.
We have no choice. But if we are being led, let us find the enemy who leads and cut down the foe. If we... The wall again. The sun.
He could see it much more clearly, its details etched by a burning sun. He could see, too, the troops he was standing alongside. They were mortals, all of them. There were no storm-cast eternals to be seen. The men and women at arms looked to him for orders. Grimwatch looked down at his arms, and the plate he wore was common. It was polished, but pitted. His weapon was an ordinary broadsword.
I am diminished. I am lesser. I am mortal. Again. No, not again. Always. I have always been mortal. I should know this. I should know who I am.
Below the walls of the city, the enemy had come, and the siege was beginning. Grimwatch did not know what walls these were, or the nature of his command. He did not know where he was, but he recognized the foe. The worshippers of Nurgle surged against the defenses. They were monsters of disease, their suppurating flesh bursting through in thick, rotten growths. Their stench was overwhelming, a miasma that made the air waver and staggered the defenders.
I could chew this air.
There are too many! They will take the walls!
Hold! Do not waver, comrade! This is the hour of our glory! This is our city and our sacred charge. Let the enemy cover his filth and his squalor. I do not fear him. We will hurl these wretches down and burn them where they stand.
Grimwatch raised his sword, and the defenders of the city rallied with him. Determination overtook fear on the wall, as the forces of chaos raised the first siege ladders and arrows rained down on the rot-bringers.
Herak!
The reality of the sun-drenched city faded again. It did not disappear entirely, but it receded from Grimwatch's grasp. He was no longer on the wall. It was at some distance from him, and he had to get back to the top to stand with his troops. He could see Shadespire, its sepulchral reality stained the bright vision of the wall. Grimwatch saw both locations at once. They overlapped with each other, one becoming dominant over the other, and then beginning to dissolve from one moment to the next. Sunblade was at his side, yet he seemed 1,000 leagues distant.
You are being deceived by illusions. Whatever you are seeing, it is not there.
I know. But is anything truly real here?
Shadespire was insubstantial as smoke, but as inescapable as war. It shifted, though never before his eyes. The change had already happened whenever he turned his head, and now, where there had been a street, there was a staircase. The steps climbed into thin air, but they also climbed the height of the dreamlike wall of the other city. Hundreds of feet up, the stairs ended in an archway.
We are real. We are the certainty we must rely on. Come with me, Herak. We will find the way back to liberate a prime steel heart.
You cannot see that wall?
You are pointing at empty air.
The archway at the top of those stairs? Can you see it?
Yes. Though it was not there a few moments ago.
Can you see through it?
It is difficult. From this distance, there seems to be light shining from it.
That is sunlight, Darris. Sunlight from the other city.
Grimwatch set foot on the first of the steps.
What are you doing?
I will see what there is to see. Perhaps from that height, the way back will be clear.
Think this through, Herak. You see this vision, and I don't. Shadespire seeks to separate us. You are being lured. This is a trap.
I know.
Grimwatch hesitated, two steps up. He stared at the archway hovering in the midst of shadows and smoke, mirrors and fog. The pull was overwhelming.
But there is a truth up there calling me. A truth I've lost. No. No, Darris is right. If there is a truth, it is in the heart of a trap. Turn back. Go back with him now.
But Sunblade was no longer at 3 steps away. The street had fallen away, and Grimwatch now stood midway up the staircase. Fog swirled over the base of the stairs, hundreds of feet below. Sunblade was a vague figure, gesturing in limbo.
Eric! You are being deceived! Do not believe what you see!
Sunblade in the bottom of the stairs disappeared. Above, the sunlight of the other city blazed through the archway, a beacon in a world of grey. Their only way forward now was up the steps. Grimwatch was almost glad. He distrusted the call of the archway, but he had to answer it. He needed to recover the truth that waited for him there. He was being visited by the ghost of what he had been. A small portion of his mind was conscious of his diminished humanity. It was aware that he had become a being of armor and war, one who barely saw himself as in any way akin to the creatures he protected. That piece of his mind was awake now. It hungered for what had been lost.
I want to remember,
he climbed. As he drew closer to the archway, the sun grew brighter. He could almost feel its heat beating against his armor. The war beyond called to him. There were warriors he must not abandon. He would lead them and crush the foul legions of Nurgle. He stepped through the archway. Grimwatch was on the rampart in mortal armor. The troops were rallying. The archers rained death on the Rotbringers, and the siege towers were on fire. The struggle was fierce on the battlements. The Rotbringers were swarming up the wall on ladders and ropes. They covered the ground outside the city as far as the horizon. But the spirit of the defenders was undaunted. Grimwatch cut one of the diseased wretches down. Overripe, pustulent flesh spurted maggot-ridden slime over his face and chest as the Rotbringer fell.
Kill them all! Let this be their last day! See... my brother comes!
Why did I say that? How do I know this? These words are familiar. Have I said them before? No. But I have heard them. I know I have.
Grimwatch looked at the warrior he had called his brother. It was this man, and not Grimwatch, who was in overall command of the defense of the wall. He cut through the Rotbringers as though they were reeds. Their blows did nothing to slow his charge along the length of the wall. He did not flinch when one of the enemy smashed his helmet away. It was Grimwatch who flinched. He froze where he stood. The warrior who slaughtered the Rotbringers was him.
This cannot be.
Vertigo assailed him. His blood pounded in his head, and the battle became distant, though he was in the midst of it.
That face is mine. That is me. But then, who am I?
The other warrior came closer. The Rotbringers were falling back before him, and the struggle on the wall was turning in favor of the defenders. The man who bore Grimwatch's face grinned in fellowship. He raised his sword triumphantly. And then there was a flash of lightning, one that Grimwatch knew too well, and the warrior was gone. In the midst of battle and the moment when victory became a possibility, he disappeared, taken to Azir. The Rotbringers rejoiced and renewed their attack. Victory slipped away from Grimwatch's grasp, and in the midst of his confusion, he felt a rage so great he must surely crush the world with his bare hands. It blinded him with visions of red and brass. The wall was gone. The sun was gone. Grimwatch was in Shadespire again. Beyond the archway was a circular mirrored platform of shade glass. He stood near its edge, suspended high above the broken spires below. Facing him was a blood warrior of Khorne. His crimson armor was coated in dried blood. The scarred features beneath the snarling skull of a helmet were barely human, but Grimwatch recognized them. He knew they had been his only a few moments before.
Gerox. Eric.
They stared at each other, stunned by the receding wave of visions. The truth Grimwatch had found was only partially his. He had witnessed his own elevation through the eyes of the warrior he had once fought beside.
Those were your memories?
Do you have none of your own of our city before its fall? Did you forget so easily?
We were defeated?
Liberator and Blood Warrior moved steadily toward the center of the platform. Sigmarite Warhammer and Gorax at the ready.
We were overwhelmed. We were annihilated. You vanished, and they destroyed everything. Everything! Everyone! But Khorne gave me vengeance.
You betrayed everything, all that we stood for.
You betrayed everything we fought for.
Then come for your justice now!
They rushed each other. They smashed their weapons against each other in fury. At the moment they met, the platform exploded. Grimwatch fell. Yet there was no ground to see. His warhammer shattered Gerox's skull, yet the Blood Warrior was before him, unscathed. The Gorax was deep in Grimwatch's chest, yet there was no blood. The world broke into a million splinters. A storm of shattered reflections surrounded him, and in them were pieces of Shadespire and his past. There were fragments of his elevation, cruelly juxtaposed with the cataclysm that had befallen his mortal comrades. There were the sharp jabs of each death since, each hollowing out of the human he had been. There were shards of violence and horror that were not Grimwatch's memories. They were Gerox's. They had become the only thing he knew after the disaster, and the only thing he valued. But there was nothing whole. There was only a single thing that retained coherence in Grimwatch's sight, and that was Gerox. Grimwatch lunged through the swirling mosaic to smash at his former brother. They were doom-bound together. Grimwatch knew there would be no more reforging for him, and there would be no more memories. There would be no return to the ramparts. There would only be the hate and the loss that had been born on that day. There would only be this battle, forever, and an eternity of broken glass.